Among the seemingly never-ending list of pandemic repercussions is a shortage of blood donations, and that can mean life or death for patients hospitalized from COVID-19 or otherwise. Winter is always a tough season for blood donations. There's seasonal illness, inclement weather, and a pandemic certainly doesn't help.
20% of our blood supply actually comes from school drives. And when they went to a virtual learning environment, we lost all of those drives.
That's James Jarvis, executive director of the American Red Cross Cape Fear chapter. His chapter covers the far eastern portions of North Carolina.
Similarly, a lot of folks have gone to a remote workforce. So if you look at 2020 versus 2019, we actually had 3 times the number of cancellations of blood drives.
Those numbers are on par with what the country is seeing as a whole. Donations are down, and at the same time, they're more critical than ever. For example, convalescent plasma donations are especially in short supply. Those contain antibodies from someone who has previously had COVID-19, which are then given to currently hospitalized COVID patients to help them fight the virus. When someone gives blood, it's automatically tested for those antibodies.
If you are identified as having COVID antibodies in sufficient density or quantity, then we will reach back out to you and say, would you be interested in donating convalescent plasma?
But there are many different types of blood donations, and they don't only benefit coronavirus patients. In 2010, Kate Bauer was diagnosed with myelodysplastic syndrome, a blood cancer.
The only cure is a bone marrow transplant. And so they had to get my blood and get my blood up to a level that the cancer cells were under 5% so that I could qualify for a bone marrow transplant.
To qualify for that transplant, she needed 100 blood transfusions to survive.
And I mean barely surviving, even with those 100 transfusions. After my first chemo, I bit a hangnail and ended up in the hospital for a week. So I had to stop my chemo for a while.
In the end, she received the transfusions and a bone marrow donor match. Today, her husband donates blood every chance he can to try to repay the 100 pints of blood she received. And while Bauer doesn't know the name of her donors, she wishes every day that she could thank them personally.
When I became allergic to some of the platelets, and they had people who were on call to go to the hospital and donate platelets for me. I mean, that to this day makes me choke up.
James Jarvis, like Kate Bauer, agrees that the act of giving blood is inherently selfless, and he says it's not very time-consuming either, with a whole blood donation taking just 1 hour on average.
If you think about what could you do with an hour that could be more important for somebody else, you know, what could you do with an hour that's going to potentially give a baby that's having complications at a local hospital, you know, a chance to make it through those complications, that's going to help a car accident victim, which could be any of us, you know, have the blood that they need.
What's especially cool about the process today, he says, is that you can actually track where your blood is going through the Red Cross app from the time it's sent out to when it arrives to help a patient.
You'll get text alerts to say, hey, it's actually been given to someone at New Hanover Regional Medical Center, or it's been given to someone in Goldsboro, or maybe you have a rare blood type and it's been sent to Cleveland, Ohio, where somebody needs it.
Jarvis says he realizes that not everyone feels comfortable about giving blood right now, but he stresses that it's safe, it's efficient, and it's one way to indirectly connect with someone and help them in this time of crisis. Hannah Brasinger, WHQR News.